yesterday, we're speaking about what's the Hakudorah of what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Dalid, HaTorah Miyata B'Shmirosam. In other words, we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that Sagila B'Shmira P'chusa, he holds that that goes across the board by all muads. What does that mean? It's not a din special in Keren. It's true also by Shane and Rega, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what does the pasuk mean? What do we mean when we say Dalid Miyatan B'Shmirasan? It must be that there's some sort of Hoysafa that we're saying over here, Klape Shane and Rega, that Shane and Rega have even more than what we have by Karen. Karen is Karen Muad. It's Pater because Sagila B'Shmira Pchusa. But by Shane and Rega, maybe we're saying more than just it's Pater by Shmira Pchusa. It's Torah Miyata B'Shmirasa. You have to know exactly what does that mean. I was thinking perhaps as follows. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman here asked a question. Rabbi Isai, I want you to try to understand the kasha of Rabbi Chanan. And it's a question that needs you need to concentrate on it, because it might appear one way, but it's something else. He says as follows. I have a pasuk that says, Shein Miyata B'Shmirasa. I have a pasuk that says, Regel Miyata B'Shmirasa. Ask Rabbi Chanan, you shouldn't need two psukim. You see, in our Gemara, you need a pasuk for Shein, a pasuk for Regel, a pasuk for Eish, a pasuk for Bar. But Shein and Regel should go together. Why should they go together? Says Rabbi Chanan, if you would just write that Shein is Sagi B'Shmira Pchusa, Memela, I would know that also Regel is Sagi B'Shmira Pchusa.
Why?
Not because if it says it by Shein, it's true by Regel. We know that's not true. So why? Says Rabbi Chanan, I could deduce it from halacha. What would it be in theory if I would be poisheya for Regel and not be poisheya for Shein, but what ends up happening is the animal ends up eating Shein? Says Rabbi Chanan, that would be a classic case of tchilasai bipshia v'soifai b'oines. What would be the din?
Chayev.
So if I'm poisheya for Regel and it ends up being Shein, I'm going to be chayev.
It wouldn't be considered the tchilas v'pshia insof bonus that we discussed.
So that's the shtel on that in Rabbi Chanan. Good. So memela, says Rabbi Chanan, if shmira p'chusa is enough for Shein, so you're telling me I could do a shmira p'chusa for Shein. And let's be theoretical. Shmira p'chusa is not enough for Regel. So I just did a shmira p'chusa. Was I poisheya for Shein?
No.
Was I poisheya for Regel?
Yes.
So and what happened? The animal ended up eating. So you want to tell me I'm putter, because the Torah says shmira p'chusa is good. But I was a poisheya for Regel. That's tchilasai b'pshia. What's my din going to be? Chayiv. So how can you have Shein being putter on Shmira Pchusa? It must be also regular as putter on Shmira Pchusa. Or else Shein is always going to be Chayiv. Not because you're considered a Pesheya for Shein, but because you're considered a Pesheya for Regal. Tchilasa b'pshia v'soifa b'ainis is Chayiv.
Why not Karen also?
Oh, it's a good question. So the Nimukah Yosef asked the question from Karen. It seems like the same question. I want to hold off on that. It's good, Yaakov, but I want to hold off on it. I want to focus right now on the Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Is the question clear? I'm going to say it one more time. Rabbi Chanan says, from the fact that you're telling me that Shein Shmir Pchusa is enough, it must be that Regel Shmir Pchusa is enough also.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible for us to have a Shmira Pchusa for Shein that's not a something that's not a Shmira Pchusa for Shein that's not also going to be a Shmira Pchusa for Regel. And if for Regel you can't rely on a Shmira Pchusa, that means you're Poshea for Regel. If I'm Poshea for Regel, it's Tchilas Mibshia of a Seifer Bonus. I'm going to be Chayv on Shein. So you can't have different degrees of Shmira in Shein and Regel, or else you're automatically going to be Chayv for both of them. They're going to sink to the lowest common denominator because Tchilas Mibshia of a Seifer Bonus is Chayv.
It's only if it did the other one.
And again, is Shein ever going to be putter on a Shmira Pchusa? Because of Shmira Pchusa. You did a Shmira Pchusa, and it ended up being Mazik Shein. I'm putter, the Torah only told me Shmira Pchusa. Yeah, but the Torah told you Shmira Mu'al on Regal. Yeah, but it didn't have a Regal. Yeah, but you were Pashay for Regal. But Regal didn't happen. Okay, that's Tchilasu B'Shiyah, the Sofa B'Ainus, you should be Chayiv.
Then nothing could ever have a Shmira Pchusa.
That's right. Nothing. Now, Bor can have Shmira Pchusa because I can't go from Bor to Eish. Because Eish is one thing, Bor something else. But within Shar, where
in
I have...
Shar, you would always need Shmira Mu'ula.
I can't have one be less than the other. That's what Yaakov asked me, so why is Karen any different?
How is it
because that's Peshea Kapi Regal.
So what is one connected to the other? Because it's both in Shar?
Because, yeah, it's the same animal. So
you
because
you
I was...
need the Shmira on Shar, not on regular Shein.
You weren't Techilas of Peshea Sefer regarding Shein.
Very good. Very good. So some of the Rishonim say, it's actually the Achronim, Torah Chaim, I think it is, that say that Tchus of Shisa of Bonus has to be in the same Av.
We said this in the Rambam.
Has to be in the same Av. We said it.
I think Rabbi in the Shekoli said that the Rambam held that way.
That in the same Av?
No, not the same Av.
In the same Av, right. No, I'm saying in the same Av. It has to be Peshea in one type of Shein, and it ended up in another type of Shein. Peshea in one type of Regal, somehow you're Peshea in Regal this way, and Regal, it has to be in the same Av. Maybe that would be an answer to Rabbi Chanan's question.
We never have in
Shein and Regal. What?
Why? What if I did a Shmira Pchusa on Shein, but nothing happened with Regal?
Nothing happened with Regal, what do you mean? And Achanan, but he could have.
But he didn't do it.
So that's, I'm a Peshea. Nothing happened.
What?
I did a
Shmira Pchusa for the Shein. And Klapi the Regel. Klapi the Regel, it was a Shmira.
But I was
Peshea Klapi the Regel. Let me understand. Let's explain. Okay, I'm going to get to her too. I think what's bothering you is as follows. What Rabbi Chanan is assuming is there's one degree of Shmira for everything. My Shmira Pchusa means I'm a Shmira Pchusa for Shein and for Regel. Assuming Liakov says also for Karen. Your degree of Shmira is across the board. So if I do Shmira Pchusa for Shein, what does that automatically mean I also did? Shmira Pchusa for Regel. So if I did Shmira Pchusa for Shein, which I wasn't Peshea, but that intrinsically means I'm also a Peshea, but I gave it to Regel.
Why are you
because
a
you can't say I did a Shmira for one and not for the other. Now maybe I got lucky. Nothing happened. Nothing happened, but I'm a Peshea.
Let's say
I leave the door open to the pen and the animal could walk right out. Was I Peshea?
But he didn't walk out.
Was I Peshea?
If he didn't walk out, no.
Yes, I was Peshea.
Why?
I'm not Chayiv yet, but I was Peshea. That's called Peshea. Yeah. Now, what happens in the following case? I leave the door wide open and then lightning strikes the animal. Tchilasoi b'pshia, soifai b'oinus.
What's the point of a Pshia then? What's the name? What does it do for him?
Being careless. Made you careless. You now are an irresponsible person. Right, right.
If the word damages,
you would be chayiv. It's something that would, in theory, make you chayiv. Now I did something else that would chayiv not make me chayiv. Can we say, because you were Pshia, now you're going to be chayiv? We have to get into the whole lumdus of Tchus of Pshia, Sof, and how that works exactly. Okay, maybe. Maybe, which I'm going to get to this Nakuda, which I'm going to say here a Chiddush, Rabbi Isai. I'm going to say a Chiddush. I'm not sure if it's right. We'll have to see Behemshech. It's even a smaller Chiddush than Me'av La'av, but a Chiddush. I was thinking as follows. If you understand that Arba Miyaton HaTorah Mishmirasan means that I am not held responsible Bechlal for what happens. In other words, we're going to see the Diyukim. The Pasuk says, what's the Pshat, for example, what does Eish mean? Arba Miyata Kasim Mishmirasan. We're going to see the Psukim. Pasuk says, it says, Shalom Yishalom HaMavir Es HaBe'eiro. What does Mavir Es HaBe'eiro mean? The one who kindled the fire. I'm only, you have to be Ke'ein Mavir. It has to be that you're called the one who kindled it. You're the one who lit the fire. But if I did a Shmir Pchusa, I'm not called the one who kindled the fire. So then it's as if there was no Hezek here. No Hezek happened. Hezek happened, but that has nothing to do with me. Tchilas b'pshia of a soifa ba'ainis is where I have a p'tur midin oinis, but the pshia won't allow me to be p'tur midin oinis. But where it's not shayach to me b'chlau, because the Torah was miyat b'shmirasa, which means the Torah says that's not your responsibility. So then what happened has nothing to do with me. It's almost as if I gave him back the animal, and then the animal, something happened to it. That's you can't attach that chiv to me b'chlau. Tchilaso b'pshia v'soifai b'oynes is where I shouldn't be held responsible because I'm an oynes. But because I have a pshia, I am going to be held responsible. Over here, it's not miyata kosev ishmirasa, it's not that I'm putter. It's the fact is the Torah doesn't make this part of my responsibilities b'chlau. So this is not me. This has nothing to do with me. Maybe over there, we could perhaps say that we wouldn't apply the klal of tchilaso b'pshia v'soifai b'oynes. Perhaps. We have to see exactly how that works. We'll see the drushes. I'd like to get into the drushes to show you how the drushes work. Says the Gemara. Tona arba dvarim atoira miyata bishmirasin ve'elohein. Bar ve'esh shein ve'regel. Again, it's interesting that they're out of order in the psukim. I don't know why. I didn't see anyone talk about why the drushes out of order. Bar dechsiv ki yiftach ish bar o chi yichra ish bar ve'lo yichasenu. Hachiseyu, but if you would cover it, you're potter. Where does that say anything about a shmira p'chusa? It just says cover. Maybe cover means fest the cover. Tosfos kasha, Rashi's kasha. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday, Rashi and Tosfos. The Shita Mekubetzis brings a bunch of different answers. So we're going to see Rashi and Tosfos again, but the Shita Mekubetzis brings a bunch of different answers. He says, Hakiseyu potter, Efshar mi deloy chsiv velo yechase. It's miyutahu. You have to know diktuk. You have to ask Rabbi Mandelbaum. By the way, Maimar Muzgar, I asked Rabbi Mandelbaum. He liked very much kleinis is where you build the fence afterwards. He said that he says he thinks it's very, very much, very, very shaykh that that's the pshat over here in the diuk. Akoponim, he says yichasenu is a miyut. It's like a coverall, you know, it's like chasenu. It's like a miyut. It's like not a full cover. Yechatse means it's covered. Yechasenu is covered it a little bit. Moiri achi mefarish minichsiv meikara gabi chiyuva. Then he says the shita another pshat, which is that the pasuk says ki yiftach ishbar or ki yichre ishbar velo yechasenu right away in the digging of the bar. In the uncovering of the bar, it doesn't say later. Mashma filu b'kisa koldu midaloy chsiv. It should have said ki yiftach ish baruch yichri ish bar. V'nofal shama shor ochamor balabar shishalim v'im chisei upater. Should have said it that way. Then hashtav a mashma kisa gomor. Alchiyai gamdu chsiv mashma koldu hu kida perishna. I'm not really sure what the diak is. Some of the diuk is because it's like a part of the making of the mazik, right? When I'm digging it and I don't cover it, it says it right in the beginning. You dug it and you don't cover it. It sounds like somehow that's mashma kisui kolduhu, not a kisui gomer. I'm not sure. But the shita is trying to have that it's somehow meduik in the lashon of the pasuk. Rashi and Tosfos said differently.
It's not that it's contrasting between you dug it and then you didn't cover it. Meaning it should say you dug it and you didn't fill it. It's talking about a shmir ma'ula.
Yeah.
And it should say you dug it and you didn't fill it. Especially in the Taisvus.
No, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying because it says it right away. It doesn't say it later on in the pasuk. That's what he says. Midechsiv me'ikara gabe chiyuva. And the fact that it said it right in the beginning as you're discussing the chiyuv. I'm not sure what the... how that works, but that's what the shita say. Rashi and Tosfos say differently. Rashi and Tosfos seem to say that there's a svara going on over here. Rashi says the svara is that anything less than filling it up is considered to be shmira p'chusa. So if it says that kiseyu works, what does that automatically mean? Shmira p'chusa. There's no such thing as Shmira Me'ula if you're just being Mechase it, according to Rashi. And Masha'en Ken Toisvis. Toisvis says, no. If you're talking about covering it, then for sure that works. I mean, if you fill it, does that work? If you fill up, do you have to pay if you fill up the pit?
Sure.
No, duh. Of course you don't have to pay. Do you have to fill if you cover it well? Of course you don't have to pay. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that. If the pasuk is saying, and you don't cover it, you're going to be chayev, but if you cover your putter, it must be telling me. So we said that now Tosfos is coming from Svarz. What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? We said yesterday, perhaps the machlokes is as follows. Rashi holds that when you cover a bar, you still have a bar. It's a bar that's covered. The Baruch Ber clears this chakira. Tosfos holds, once you cover a bar, it's gone. There's no more bar. You are mesalek the bar. So Tosfos says, covering it is just like filling it. Rashi holds, covering is not like filling it. You still have a bar. You have a bar that's covered, but it's a bar. It's a bar. Therefore, Rashi says, covering a bar is never good. Now, it's interesting. Is there such thing as a Shmira Ma'ula by a for Shane? Is there such a thing as Shmira Ma'ula for Regal? Why is there no such thing as Shmira Ma'ula, according to Rashi, for Bar? According to Rashi, is there such a thing as Shmira Ma'ula? No. There's either
no bar.
Get rid of the bar, or it's a Shmira Pchusa. Why? L'chayra, by bar, we have to say that bar is different than all other mazikim. Bar. By Muad, Karen was also no way of being Shomer it. Why? Because Muad is Bechefta Mazik. Says Rashi, a bar. What is a bar? I might say, what do you mean? It's a place where I store my stuff. That's very fine if you do that in your own Rishus. But you dug something in Rishus Arabim. What is, from the moment you dug it, what is this? Tchilas Asiyasan Lenezek. This is a Mazik. There's only one way of dealing with a Mazik. What's that? Get rid of it. Sakin would be if it was a muad. And over here, we're saying, vibalt, because this etzem bar is cheftza mazik. You're not allowed to dig this bar. You're not allowed to have this bar. I said, what do you mean? I'm watching it. No, you can't watch your bar. What can you do to your bar? Get rid of it. So Tosfos holds, get rid of it how? Cover it. Not Shmir Ma'ul. Cover it is taking away the bar, says Tosfos. Rashi holds, get rid of it how? Only one way.
Fill it up.
What about cover it? Rashi holds, that's not called getting rid of the bar. You cover it, you're doing a Shmir on the bar. Shmir on the bar, no good. But Tosfos agrees, Shmir on the bar is no good. So how does he hang that you can cover it? Because Tosfos holds, when you cover it, there's no more bar.
So according to Rashi, if you uncover a bar, did you make a bar then?
Oh, yeah. We're going to see. Balt. We're going to see. Balt.
Don't we always say that about everyone?
No.
If you uncover a bar, you're for sure chayiv. The shaila is, if you uncover the bar, are you going to be considered as if you dug a bar? Or is it going to be that I would just misalik the shmira from a bar? That's going to be the chakira. That we're going to see. Al koponim, Rabbi Yisai. We said yesterday in Nafkamina, we said yesterday was, what happens if a person's bar gets uncovered and he hears about it. He covered it, Shmir Ma'ula. Somehow it got uncovered. Is he responsible to now go back and cover it? According to Rashi?
Yep.
Yes. According to Tosfos? No. That L'chayr will be a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos.
According to Rashi, the guy didn't make the bar?
Why would it be?
According to Rashi?
Again, what happened was like this. There's a bar. I covered my bar well. And then the cover came off. And my mechuyev, I heard about it. My mechuyev to go now and recover it.
Why would you mechuyev? The guy who uncovered it.
No, it was covered. You're right. So he's saying the guy who uncovered it should have to do it. That means it got uncovered by natural causes. According to Tosfos, the diak is as follows. No one has to tell me that I'm putter if I fill up the bar. So I don't need a pasuk to say, you're chayiv if you don't fill it up. I also do need a pasuk to tell me that I'm only chayiv if I don't cover it, because cover, it's like filling it. If I cover it or fill it, there's no bar here anymore. Of course I'm going to be putter if something happens. So therefore, the pasuk.
What's the shmir kusa that the pasuk talks?
It's talking about where I didn't cover it so well. I covered it. The degree of covering. What does it mean? So the shita says it means how heavy can it withstand? Can it withstand a camel with a wagon and lots of stones? What's its weight capacity? That's covering it well. If it has a really strong weight capacity, even though these animals, shita says this, even though these, that is what we would have called. Right. That's what we would have called a shmir ma'ula. Rashi says even that's not called a shmir ma'ula. That's what, right. And Tosis, that's what a shmir ma'ula is. And so he says that's fine because then you there's no more pit here. It's like you put a manhole. You put a manhole on the.
According to
Tosis, there's no pit anymore. There's no pit. But what is the thing that is no more pit? Shmir ma'ula. That is kitayim. That's.
Isn't that nafkamina? According to Rashi, he has to go back and fill it up. According to Rashi, it was never
not
covered.
To fill it up.
To, whatever, to cover it, but it was never covered.
Because we pass in shmir pchusa is good enough.
Oh. Okay.
Right. He says, "Misvara, you should be chayiv." The pasuk says the shmir pchusa is enough. Right. So shmir pchusa is lamais enough. I did a shmira. We'll call it. Okay.
What's
Tosfos
Havmina that you can only use a shmir meula for the bar if covering it with shmir meula is considered stuffing it up? Then what's the pasuk saying that?
In other words, I guess that's what Tosis is being mechadish in his teretz. That's exactly what it, that's his chiddush. You're saying if Tosis knew already in his kasha that it's identical, so then what was he asking? I guess that's what his teretz is. Let's see Tosis inside. Rabbi's saying, "Hakiseu pater v'im timer v'dilma b'kisui meula harbe kamar." Maybe when we said that kiseu is putter, it's only about kisui meula harbe. V'chi teima lama likra. And if you want to say what do you need a pasuk for, that's obvious. I might have thought that maybe you have to actually fill it up, and a kisui meula is not good enough. Says Tosfos, v'yesh loimar. The pshita le the kisui meula kitayim lechashiv. First teretz of Tosis is that I might think that maybe kisui meula is nechshav like he's time like. It's like he filled it up, and that's good for the teretz really. That's what he's being mechadish. And therefore, do I need a pasuk to tell me that kisui meula works according to Tosis? No. Inami says Tosis another teretz. Inami hishve hakosiv hakoyra lepoiseach. The pasuk says, ki yichra ishbar, or ki yiftach ishbar? Ki yiftach ishbar, or ki yichra ishbar? What does yiftach ishbar mean?
Covered.
Opens. What does ki yichra mean?
Dug.
The pasuk seems to equate them. And therefore, hishva akasiv koyre lepeisech, upeisech shemotzoi mechuse, bekisoi ke'en shmira pechusa. Let's say I come to a bar. And it's got a shmira pechusa. Now, at the moment, we don't know shmira pechusa is good. Right? Because we need a pasuk to tell me shmira. We need a pasuk that ara a kasav miyata mishmas. At the moment, we don't know shmira pechusa is good. I stumble on someone that has a bar with a shmira pechusa. And I open up the shmira pechusa. Mistama lo hichmira love. So how much now that you opened it up, how much do you have to put back on top? Replace what you took off. How much is that? Chusa. So when a person removes a cover, what type of replacement does he need? Chusa is enough. So when a person digs a bar, what type of cover does he need? If we're equating them, then they have to be equal. So if by removing a cover, I could put back a pchusa. So by digging a bar, I could also put a pchusa. Let's see it again.
Only if it's a pchusa from the beginning? Only
that's where the svara is from. But now that this is true over there, it's going to be true over here also.
Who's if you're not like that. What, even if the guy that dug it put on a shmir mehula, this guy could put on a shmir pchusa?
Now he could.
Why? Who says?
Because if I could dig a bar now you know that I could dig a bar and do shmir pchusa. So if I open a bar, I should also do a shmir pchusa.
Why? We said
it's our let's see it inside. We'll get there. Good question. We'll get there. Inami, Rabbi. Let's see it inside. Hishma Hakosiv Hakoyra
LePoiseach. What about if you open a Shmir?
We'll get there.
It's the same thing as digging, or less.
Right. Inami. Hishma Hakosiv Hakoyra LePoiseach. UPoiseach Shematzay Mechusa BeKisui KeEin Shmira Pechusa. A Poiseach. Someone opened up a pit. And it was already covered, but the kitzu was a kitzu kein shmir p'chusa. Mistama leichmir alav lechasoy soy bekitzu meula yoiser min harishain. Mistama doesn't have to put back more than what was there in the first place. Mistama v'lomer kasev loichaseno ela bekitzu harishain. Va'apaseach va'akoyre koy b'shaveh. So if the psukim are going to be identical, if I remove a lame cover, how much do I have to put back? Lame cover. So if I dig a bar, you can't tell me I have to do more than that because the Pesukim are equating them. So I dig a bar. I created a bar. How big of a bar is this? Full bar. How much of a kisoy is enough? Pusa. That's this. Now let me ask you a question. Suli's question. If I have a bar that's covered well and I remove the cover, can I put back a shmir pusa? Now,
100%.
I wouldn't have said that misvara.
But now that I know that digging
a bar, I just made a full-fledged bar, and I could just put a little wimpy cover on top of it. Whatever shmir pchusa is not that wimpy shmir pchusa. So then, if I uncover it, also I could do it.
Maybe that's only if the original owner put on.
Why? Why? If I even made the bar, I made this huge. There's a huge whopping hole because of me. Only me. I could put a little lame thing on it. So if I uncover, watch
it. Okay. Works for a kizu. You
want to
argue with that or something else? But once we say that, then we know it.
Even Shteltzach the Kasher Rabbi
Sai. It's like fixing what you broke. Yeah, but he's just trying to say what you're fixing what you broke is considered a shmira.
Mistama. That's already mistama. That's mistama.
But
we're saying Akama. That's true. Now we have a Xeris Hakasuv because we put the two of them together. Xeris Hakasuv Mi'atan Hakasuv Shmira Sai. That a shmira pchus is enough.
That's what Tosus says. But
I know, but.
You're right, it's a big chiddush, but the Torah says that's Xeris HaKosav. Now hold on, Rabbi Yitzchak. Comes that Teresh Shmuel and he asks a question. He says, I don't understand. If there's a Shmira Pchusa here, before there's any pasuk that says Shmira Pchusa is good. So the Bailam, when he put a Shmira Pchusa on it, if the animal falls through, is he Chayev or Pater?
Chayev.
Nice. Chayev. Yeah. So basically, it's, as far as I'm concerned, there's no cover. So if I take away a no cover,
you've got to put back.
Do I have to put back anything? No, there's nothing there. So what does it mean? Mistama. Mistama, talking about before we know a pasuk is telling me that you don't need a shmir p'chusa. Mistama from the fact that if I take off a shmir p'chusa, so then I could put back a shmir p'chusa, says the Teresh Shmuel, I could put back nothing. I could just walk away. There's no shmir here.
Not true.
Oh.
Because there's a possibility that it's going to save you.
Oh. Says the Teresh Shmuel, Vais Tachois, a shmira there is. It's a shmira mit a pshia. But I'm not going to say there's no shmira here. There's a shmira, but there's also a pshia in the shmira.
Would the original owner been chayev?
If that's true,
the original owner would be chayev if grade fell in, but if it doesn't fall in, if a camel comes, and the camel comes with...
Listen,
Rabbi Yisai, listen. So this is what...
You should have to fill the pit. Who says you could put back a shmira b'chusa?
Who's you?
The person who uncovered it should have to put back shmira b'chusa. If it's some sort of shmira, but it's not doing anything.
So then you took away the shmira.
Well,
there's no shmira. There's never a shmira.
Now we just said that there is some sort of shmira.
Right, now there's some sort of shmira. So I have to put back whatever I took away. I have to put whatever I took away.
Now you made it that there's nothing there. Now you made a pit.
I made it. It used to be that there was only 30 shmira. Now there's zero shmira. I put back the 30. That's all I did. Why am I chai for his pshia? I'm not chai for his pshia. I'm chai for my pshia. Okay, you're already... That's already a chiddush. I hear it. That's already a chiddush. I made this much pshia. Put it back. Just on just mistama.
And if you didn't, if you didn't, I'll look back.
Oh, so what would be if you didn't? What would be the didn't then? Now they're both poishim.
And it was a big...
Okay, it's a good shaila. But Rabbi Yisai, I just want to get clear the vart here. The vart is that a shmira p'chusa is a shmira. Even though there's a pshia here. You could have a pshia and a shmira at the same time. This is important to me because we said this in the Shia Kalali on Monday. We said inicho bechama. What's inicho bechama? We said it's called nol karoi. Nol karoi. It's called loy nol karoi. That's you're peshe. What happens if the animal breaks out? What happens if the animal breaks out? You're going to be chayif. So what happens to the animal? So that's called loy nol karoi. Nein. Klape, the animal getting out. I did a shmira. It's a shmira with a pshia. It's both. So there is a shmira here.
Isn't karoi saying that?
It's karoi. Good. It's karoi only in the ne'ila. I was noyel at karoi. It's only that in locking, it's not getting out. Is it now the animal might bust out? So, but in the it's noyel karoi. It's locked. The animal doesn't get through the lock. He doesn't pick the lock. He pushes through the wall.
Is there a different level of shia? Same thing as Ines? Is there different levels?
Kenzai, maybe. Yeah. Akoponim zok that teresh shmuel. That's the pshat and taisvis. Avada, there's a shmira here. It's got a shvacha shmira. But the Bible bar is going to be chayiv and a chanami be chayiv, but that doesn't mean there's no shmira. So by nichu b'chama, if the animal gets out, am I chayiv? Yes. Is there a shmira? Yes. How does that happen? Klape this, there's a shmira. Klape that, there's no shmira. But I wouldn't call this not shmira b'chlal.
Why would you be
putter?
Like Mishnah, why would you be putter if you did watch it?
In which case? In a nicha b'cham is a case where afal gav you know karoi, you're not going to be chayif. No karoi doesn't mean.
In any case, why would you be pater? It would be tchilas
b'pshia. No. If you're no karoi,
yeah,
and it's not hinicha b'chama,
so tchilas b'pshia.
What's the tchilas b'pshia? Why b'pshia?
You're saying karoi is a b'pshia?
No.
Regards to
the that's.
Regards to the sun.
You're right. I'm saying.
It's not like just in this case, it's a machlokas. You're right. If it's a pshia or not. No. If the Torah is mamayit b'shmirasoi, then it's not a pshia. If the Torah isn't mamayit b'shmirasoi, it is a pshia. So it's a machlokas if it's a pshia or not. In theory, you would be right.
It
depends how much the Torah is machayiv you. Should you have done more or not? Okay.
Who cares if everyone wants to call a shmir?
What? There is a shmir.
Who cares?
No, the difference is, am I going to be chayiv now? That's the question. The Teresh Shmuel question on Tosis is, listen, the Bailam is Pashaya, so what difference does it make if I take the Kisu? If it's not a good Kisu, it's not a good shmir, there's no shmira. I took off nothing. The answer is, you didn't take off nothing, it's a shmira. But the Bailam's chayiv. The Bailam's chayiv even though it was shomer. Because
the shmira is irrelevant.
Klape this, I have no relevance. In Hinicha B'chama, it had a relevance. I don't know. I would have to see if we could find a relevance over here also. With less of a pshia, a soifa ba'ainus, that's where it's going to have a relevance. Because it's called a didashmira or not didashmira at all. Yeah. That's it. Okay. The shaila is as follows. Zot Rabbi Yosha Ber Salavechik. He says, L'chayra, to understand Tosfos, we have to discuss another chakira b'nogei to bar. The chakira in bar is as follows. If someone opens a bar, doesn't make a bar, he opens a bar. Is the pshat when you open a bar, it's as if you just dug your own bar? Or is the pshat that you didn't dig a bar? Is it chayiv mishum shesilek es ha-shmira? Or it's nechshav ki'ilu asa es ha-bar biyodayim? Someone opens a bar. Is he chayiv because he's being mesalek the shmira? Or is it, it's ki'ilu is asa the bar biyodayim?
What
type
of shmira? It might matter.
In the maskona, it won't make a difference, right? In the havi, it might matter, right? He says, "Let's follow us. Let's see it inside, Rabbi." So we gave out the Rabbi Yosher Ber, I'd like to see it together. You have one? You gave me one? Nachum, you have one? Okay. Says Rabbi Yosher Ber, Im nitfois, shepsichas habar nechsheves la'asiyas hamazik biyodayim. Choyves ha'paiseach l'shaimrei shmira ma'ula daim l'koira. Then, the person that the choyva of the paiseach to watch his bar is going to be just like someone who dug a bar. However, me'idach, im ha'paiseach eino nechshav lo'oise bar biyadayim. Achayev al pi chiyuv miyuchad shel siluk shmira lav lahachzir sabar lematzav lefnei shepaskoy. Im aboy shayishar mitchila b'shmira pchusa yechayev lepaiskoy lahachzir shmira lepchusa lesalik shel siluk v'enetzorach l'shamer b'shmira meula. Says Rabbi Shaber that maybe this that Tosfos said, that if I take off a cover, misvara lo yechmiru alav lechasoyse bekisim ulu yoyse min arishon, I don't have to put back a bigger cover than the first one. Says if my chiyav is because I took off the cover, so then what should my then how do I get myself putter? Putting it back. But if when I took off the cover I just made a bar, so then my chiv is to whatever the chiv is, whatever person makes a bar. It has nothing to do with putting it back. It has to do with now I'm the bala bar. So the misvara that lom chmiru lo v'chasoy sekisim me'ula yoysim in arishna doesn't exist.
Oh,
if it was a bar open the whole time, then I don't have to do anything. Elamai was saying it's not a bar open the whole time. Why? Because there is a shmira. There's a shmira with a pshia. But this etzvah is a shmira. So by taking it off, I'm either creating a new bar or I'm just being mesalik the shmira. So Tosfos obviously understands by taking off, if Tosfos says all you have to do is put back what you put, you're obviously being mesalik the shmira. Says the Magia on the bottom of the sefer, his name is Rabbi Reichman. He says, this chakira is going to be totally on our original, on Rabbi Baruch Ber's chakira. Let's get it clear. Rabbi Baruch Ber says, what is a bar that has a cover on it? Rashi holds, what's a bar with a cover? It's a bar with a shmira. What happens when I take off the cover? Did I create a bar?
No, it's a bar without a shmira.
Now I just took off the shmira. What's my chiv going to be? Go back on the shmira. However, if you hold that when you cover a bar, the pshat is you were mesalik the chalois shem, the shem of the bar. It's not a bar anymore because it's covered. A covered bar is not a bar. So then what happens if I take off the cover? I just made a bar. So the Fizet, Tosfos in his second teretz is Inami is now coming to say maybe you would hold that it is taka.
In this case, you for sure don't have that sign.
Why? Right.
This bar is still a bar. Right.
You know, it's only a bar klape what shmira is what the shmira is not done. Klape what there is a shmira. I'm digging more bar.
If it's a shmira with a pshia, does that mean how can be making a new bar?
I'm making a bar where the shmira was. Adarala.
It's still a bar because there's a pshia involved. I mean, there's
so
still
it's I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a bar that's four amas deep, four tvachim deep. Okay. Now, if an animal falls there and gets hurt, you're chayiv. Now, I dig it five tefachim deep. Was it a bar beforehand? Is it more of a bar now? I wasn't just masalat the shmira, I added to the bar. So I have a bar that has a shmira on the bar. And now, I'm taking away the shmira, I'm adding to the bar. I added to the bar.
Like a new bar?
No.
It's more bar.
Now it's your bar.
Now that's your bar. That's your bar. Maybe the whole thing now will become your bar because you were Moisef in the bar. If a person digs three and the next person digs four, maybe he's now a chayv in the whole thing. I'll call upon him. Kenzain, this is Pshat and Rashi. Zok the Gemara Viter. What does the Gemara say? Eish techsiv shalem yishalem ha-mavir es ha-be'era. Ad ovid ke'ein mavir, until you're like the person that lights it. The Shita Mukubetza says, what's the diik there? Eish techsiv shalem yishalem ha-mavir es ha-be'era. As the Shita, we use this pasuk for something else. How could you learn two things from one pasuk? You learn from this pasuk, Eish mishum chitzai. Maybe he says that it's extra hey, ha-mavir. Should it say mavir es ha-be'era? Extra hey, ha-mavir es ha-be'era. That's the drasha. Continues the Gemara. Shein dechsiv ubir b'steyacher. Adavid ke'en ubir. Says the Shita, I use this drasha for something else also, for Uzlam Emela. Mikomoko midaloi chsiv ubiara. It says ubir, shmaimina ha'odam koi. It's going on the person. Regal, dechsiv, v'shilach, adovid, kein, v'shilach. Regal also we use for something else. V'tanya, shilach, zu regal, v'chinu, mishalach, regal, shov, v'chamor, v'yuzu, ashein, v'chinu, omar, k'shev, aragol, atuma. Says the Gemara, time, adovid, kein, v'shilach, ubir, halo, ovid, loy, amir, ovid, mesnis, nami, dek, dektani, tzoin, michti, v'shor, ka'askina, up until now, all the Masechet is talking about tzoin. For us, in this nishor, why doesn't our mission also say shor? Ma'ishna, the tani, tzoin. La, mishum, that Torah, mirta, b'shmirasan. The words mu'adim hu, I'm not sure what they mean here. Mu'adim hu, what?
Karen
is mu'ad. Some people take out the words mu'adim. Maybe it means mu'adim mitchilasan hu.
Not sure. Like
yeah, but we're saying it's different than Karen. Which company say this is Dafka Shein Regel, not Karen. Talking about, we want to say that this is Tzoin. Why do we say Tzoin? Because of Shein Regel, not Karen.
Not Karen.
So what is this? Shema mina shein regal demuadim hu. Shema was demuadim hu.
Like Tesis, Montana muad b'shemayim b'zeh.
Huh?
Maybe it's the next one. Sorry, miyat b'shemayim
b'zeh. Which one? Why does it talk about muad? Karen's also muad. Means muad mitchilasan. Some people take us like here, so I have to see. But Hashem b'li neder. Sunday we're going to be starting the next sugya of Atzisi De Shemaim. That's the first really big sugya that we have here. Usually we say Avart on Thursday before the end of the day, but during El we have a very special schus to have a very, 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 very dear friend. We add varies every El. We add another very. Baruch Hashem, Ezra has a tremendous amount of insight, and it's always refreshing to learn with him. He gives new perspectives. She's going to do with Shiloh Asutor on the parsha.
Thank you.